ever grateful to God. Why don't you join me, put your hands together, and just celebrate the life of God Almighty, the hand of God upon the life of my Father and the Lord. Go ahead, you can do better than that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Appreciate as well my mother and the Lord. Go ahead, give God a praise. Thank the Almighty God for the neck that has been supporting the head. Go ahead and give God a praise. Lord, we give you praise. We worship you, Ancient of Days. Hallowed be thy name. For in Jesus' name we pray. I also want to take the opportunity and just thank God for my assistant pastor. The Lord bless you, sir. The Lord honor you. The Lord lift you up in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. You know, I want to share a quick story with you. It was the story of a farmer who had an harvest. I mean, he had a mighty harvest. I mean, there was a harvest waiting for the farmer. And then guess what? The farmer ended up going to the farm to harvest the crops. But guess what? The farmer didn't have the tools to which to harvest. My question to you is this, brethren. What would you think of that farmer? The farmer that has a harvest but does not have tools to harvest the crops. I want to ask you a question this morning. Who here this morning has their notes ready? Who here this morning has their iPad ready? Who here this morning has their tablet ready? Ready to take notes this morning? Because if you do not have notes with you, you are just like a farmer who has gone to the harvest and is not ready to harvest any crops. Hallelujah. I just want to make that point very clear to us, because we need to cultivate the habit of coming to church to learn of the Word of God that can help us. You know, I usually have this story in the past where you after service you just go and you're like, oh, thank you, Lord, for the message. Someone tells you, ask you a question, say, how was the message? You're like, oh, praise God, it was awesome. It was off the hook and all that. And say, oh, what did they preach today? Oh no, it was just awesome. You know, it was just a beautiful message. Didn't have anything to write home about because he or she didn't take notes to refer to. I pray that will not be your case in Jesus' name. Just to buttress that point, because that is still part of our message. If you are here this morning, please find a piece of paper, find something to take notes so that you can refer to it. We pray that the Lord will give us lifetime benefits through the Word. But the Word that you do not work will not work for you. Hallelujah. And that will not be your case in Jesus' name. Quickly, the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13. Does word and sound, can word and sound be very fast to help me this morning? 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13. Thank you, the Lord bless you. It says, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with me, and the books, especially the parchments. This was Apostle Paul preaching, Apostle Paul giving instructions to Timothy. Apostle Paul was even a student. He was teaching as well, but he was still a student learning. You see, the reason why we say this is not just because we are saying it from the top of our heads, but because there's always a scriptural backing to it. If Apostle Paul, one of the great prophets that wrote 2/3 of the scriptures, has books, what is your excuse? I hope someone is going to make a decision this morning and going to say, from today henceforth, I will have something to take notes. So that when the message is delivered, I will always be putting something down so that I can always go back and refer to it. Another thing I want to talk to you about, the book of Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30, and I have not started the word, but the time is going. So, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19. Please, quickly. Isaiah 30, verse 19. It says, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee. At the voice of thy cry, when he shall hear it, he will answer thee. Verse 20. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. Verse 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Brethren, this is yet another confirmation that as the word of God is being released, you may be seeing man, but there's a word behind the man. The Almighty that sent the word is delivering even special messages unto you that you need to take notes about. That is why there is the need for taking notes, having your tablets. Have I made my point clear enough? Can we go into the word? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Our title this morning is The Ultimate Leverage of Heaven. Hallelujah. The ultimate leverage of heaven. Hallelujah. Brethren, there is an ultimate leverage for us. There is an ultimate leverage for us that can speak for us continually. And it is only when we take hold of that leverage, the leverage of heaven, that will impact for us even while we are doing something else. And what am I talking about? That is the ultimate leverage of heaven. And that is prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. That is prayer and fasting. You know, the confirmation for this word this morning came just yesterday for me. Because even as my father and the Lord told me, immediately I went into ruminating and saying, Lord, what am I going to say? What am I going to say to your precious people? These people that come in on Sundays to hear the word of God, what do you have to say to them? Immediately there was something that came to me a few minutes later. But then I was like, can there be a confirmation? Can there be a confirmation for this word? And guess what? After my wife and daughters left the house for choir practice yesterday, I picked up the, of course, like you know, when hurricane goes into a situation, goes into a particular area, it leaves a mess. So the living room was a mess, right? And then I was picking up the toys and speaking in tongues, praying to God, Lord, what do you have for your people? Just praying, putting toys away, and then took the vacuum and started vacuuming the whole place. And finally, you know, we need to appreciate our wives. Please put your hands together for Jesus, please. Put your hands together for Jesus for our wives. I appreciate our wives. I mean, the kind of work they go through, the work that they do in minutes, we take hours to get it done. And we thank God for the grace of God upon our wives. Hallelujah. So I finally got it done. But immediately I got the work done, the Holy Spirit settled it within my spirit, and he said, that is the message. He said, what? He said, that is the message. I said, what is the message? Then it came to my mind, and immediately I went to my study and I started putting things down. The work that we do by willpower, that we get done within a short period of time or however long it takes us, can still get messed up. But engaging in the Spirit, praying always, praying constantly, that work of praying will continuously work for you. It acts as a leverage. You know, that is why we need to take our prayer life seriously. That when we engage in constant prayers, it begins to work for us even while we are doing something else. You are going on the road. You are washing dishes. You are doing something else. The prayer that you've prayed 15 minutes ago, or that you prayed an hour ago, or that you prayed in the morning. And that is why it's very, very powerful. And I'm hoping someone is going to, by this word this morning, is going to commit to saying, I will never miss morning prayers. I will always plug into this 5:30 corporate prayers. Because even if you can't pray by yourself, this has been made so available to you to plug in every morning, Monday through Friday. Now it's through Saturday because we're in our fasting and praying period. To engage in and say, Lord, I'm going to commit to 30 minutes of praying under a corporate anointing where there's great power. So the Spirit was ministering to me that is what happens. Instead of engaging in willpower, maybe at your job where there's a situation that you are just stressing about, but when you engage in the Spirit, when you engage in prayers, fasting and praying, that will begin to work for you even while you are not there. It begins to lift the hand that even you cannot lift. Hallelujah. Is someone saying amen to that? So we are going to be talking briefly, even concerning this message, we are going to be talking about the benefits of fasting and praying, the benefits of engaging constantly in prayers, constantly in fasting. Hallelujah. And the number one point is, When you engage in prayer and fasting, you have speedy access to your Redeemer. You have speedy access to the Almighty God. You are like on speed dial. So that even when situations arise, do you remember some situations where you find yourself, maybe there's almost a split second before something turns around and you say, "Blood of Jesus." And it's like the heavenly ringer comes on immediately and says, "Oh, I recognize that voice. I recognize that voice. Give him the answer. Give her the answer. Intercede right away." You know, that's why the sons of Sceva could not, they were beaten up. Thank you, man. They were beaten up because they said what? They said, "Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? Who are you? Does heaven know your ringtone? Does heaven know your ringtone, brethren?" Because it is time for us to be serious with our prayers. It is time for us to connect. I mean, Wisdom Assembly has made it so easy for you. Hallelujah. Calling on the prayer line. You see, I'm hammering this. I'm advertising prayer line morning prayers this morning. Hallelujah. Calling on morning prayers and engage, even if that is all that you do. But of course, you need to do more than that. But that will benefit you to the utmost. Hallelujah. So when you're in constant communication with God, your declarations receive speedy answers. You know, why is it that we hear and we see instant testimonies at the redemption camp? Because our father, my great-grandfather in the Lord, Daddy Gio, he engages in spiritual works. He engages in spiritual on a daily basis, constantly in communication with God, constantly pressing to God, constantly presenting the church before God. And that is why you can witness instant testimonies. That is why, because he has done the work beforehand. He has done the work beforehand. And if we have that as an example, shouldn't we embrace it? Shouldn't we begin to engage in prayers constantly, so that when we make declarations, it comes to pass speedily. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Instant testimonies come as a result of diligent, constant seeking the face of God, standing in gap, praying constantly with fasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So number one point is, like I said, it gives you access, speedy access to God and speedy answers to your prayers. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Brother and son, can you help me out? "Call unto me and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and hidden things which thou knowest not." When you engage in prayers, constant prayers, your ringtone becomes familiar to heaven. You can call upon the Almighty God and receive answers to your prayers, and receive speedy answers to your prayers. And I pray that someone will begin to engage in that attitude of seeking the face of God Almighty, even in constant prayers, in Jesus' name. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8. Luke chapter 18. Verse 1 to 8. He says, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men always ought to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversaries. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet, Because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Amen. Amen. When you engage in constant prayers, when you engage in constant seeking the face of God, you can be rest assured that speedy answers is your portion. You can be rest assured that the Lord will answer you speedily. The Bible says, if you faint not, if you faint not. That is why in this, especially in this season of our fasting and praying, that someone is going to engage that personal supplication that that has always been on their mind, and they will receive their speedy answers this season in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. My father-in-law shared a wonderful testimony with us yesterday, myself and our assistant pastor. He talked about how he and a few group of people will come together to church and to pray and to seek the face of God constantly. They were doing that constantly. And a particular Sunday, like they've never before experienced, they had a massive turnout, a crowd. I mean, a massive turnout to the point that they were having to run helter-skelter for chairs, looking for how to sit the guests, because the sitting was all the way even out to the streets. You see, constant prayers will bring for you speedy answers, will bring for you supplications that you tender unto the Almighty God. But the question is, are you going to be constant in your prayers? Are you going to be constant in pressing into the presence of God? I pray that this morning you will make a decision that particular supplication, that particular thing that you've been desiring of the Almighty God, that this season, as you aggressively take hold of it, as you aggressively pray concerning it, you will receive your speedy answers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Constant prayers with fastings, number two, constant prayers with fasting empowers you to dominate your circumstances. It empowers you to dominate your circumstances. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6. Constant prayers empowers you to dominate your circumstances. Oh, I have a great story for you. I think you're going to really enjoy it. But Isaiah 58 verse 6 says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy bondage, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke. That is it right there in the scriptures. Constant prayers, constant supplications, constant prayers with fasting empowers you to dominate the particular circumstance, the particular situation that you may find yourself in. But you have to engage in it. The Bible says it will loose the bands of wickedness, undo the heavy burdens, and let the oppressed go free. Someone is going free. Someone is entering to their next level in Jesus' name. Someone is going to commit to constant, to an attitude of constant prayer that will bring them, that will usher them to the next level of their destiny in Jesus' name. So I was talking about this story that I have for you. Well, it's actually a story that you've heard before, but it's such a great testimony. And it's the testimony that my father in the Lord and my mother in the Lord typically share. I mean, an awesome testimony. And it should get someone here fired up. You know, they shared the story about how they went to the doctor or the gynecologist one time, and the doctor, I don't know, the doctor did their report, the doctor did whatever they typically did, and guess what? The doctor made a medical fact. He or she said, I'm sorry, you cannot be pregnant. And guess what my mother in the Lord did? How many people have watched The Matrix? Oh my goodness. Nobody has watched The Matrix. Only just a few hands. Oh wow. I think someone is going to go pick up that movie after we're done from here. Because it's such an awesome thing. Immediately the doctor said, you cannot be pregnant. Guess what she did? Just like Neo in The Matrix, she said, it cannot be. That is not true. That is not my portion. She stopped the bullet before the bullet could come through. You do not need to live by the bullet of facts. You do not need to live by the bullet of facts. You need to live by the testimony of the truth. You need to live by the testimony of the truth. Brethren, we have been presented with two things. The world is presenting with you facts. But the question is, will you choose to live by the truth? The world is presenting you facts, and the Lord is presenting you with the truth. And the truth is engaged here in the word of God. My question to you is, which are you going to believe? The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, who has chosen to believe our report? Who has chosen to believe our report? Which report are you going to believe? The truth always supersedes the facts. Hallelujah. The truth always supersedes the facts. You know, the doctor didn't know that she had access to the truth. That is why the doctor just blabbed their medical fact. But she was like, no, that is not for me. That is not for me. And by the engaging, so they ended up, my father-in-law and mother, they went home and they consoled themselves and they charged themselves up in prayers. They charged themselves up in prayers. They cried out unto God. They sought the face of God. They decreed the word of God. And guess what? You are all witnesses. You are all witnesses to not just the testimony, but to the double testimony. Hallelujah. Oh, is someone not going to put your hands together and just appreciate Jesus? Why don't someone put the person that is looking for a double testimony, put your hands together for Jesus, even on behalf of these wonderful testimonies, put your hands together for Jesus. The person that wants to receive double testimony, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The truth has been given to us via the word of God. But it's time for us, the children of God, to take possession of it by contention for what is truly ours. It is time for us to take possession of what is ours by contention. You know, can you please open to me Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. You know, even though something has been given to you, if you are not willing to contend for it, you are not willing to receive it. Hallelujah. Something has been given to you via the word of God. But if you are not willing to contend for it, you are not qualified to receive it. If you are not willing to contend for it, you are not qualified to receive it. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24 says, rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the Almighty God speaking. This is the Almighty God speaking, that I have given it to you, but until you are willing to contend for it, you are not qualified to receive it. That is why the instruction is there, begin to possess it. The Bible talks about the house of Jacob, what? Possessing their possessions. Hallelujah. Until you are willing to possess what is truly yours, you are not qualified to receive it. Hallelujah. Contend for it. Contend with him in battle. Hallelujah. Someone from this moment henceforth will begin to engage in a contention that will guarantee, that will grant them answers to their prayers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. So what you don't want in your life, what you don't want in your life, refuse to watch it dominate your life. What you don't want in your life, refuse to let it dominate your life. You have the power, and we have that in the book of Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4 verse 14. Can we quickly go there? Luke chapter 4 verse 14. Luke 4 verse 14. It says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Jesus returned in the power. Luke chapter 10 verse 19, he says, behold, I've given you authority to tread upon snakes and scorpions, and even over the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. The power has been given to us, but we need to engage that power in prayers. We need to contend, even especially in this hour, waiting upon the Almighty God, in our fasting and praying, in sincere, in deep prayers and supplications, and your answers will be delivered to you in a grand style, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name. And then that scriptural verse, and you can probably go check that out later on, is James chapter 4 verse 7. James chapter 4 verse 7. Number 3 point, constant prayers with fasting changes your anointing level. Constant prayers with fasting changes your anointing level. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 1 to 5. Ezekiel 47 verse 1 to 5. Constant prayers with fasting changes your anointing level. You go from level to level. Ezekiel chapter 47 from verse 1 to 5. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the outer gate, by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. Through the waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim, or water that could not be passed. Hallelujah. That could not be passed over. Hallelujah. The constant prayers, engaging in constant prayers with fasting, empowers you to go higher and higher in anointing level. You know, that is why it is important for us to engage consistently. Someone may say, oh, I don't have faith like that person. But then by your continual engaging in prayers and fasting with the word of God, engaging consistently, you will see that your faith level begins to increase. Your faith level to possess the word of God, the truth in the word of God, it begins to increase. Whereby you don't have to labor much in prayer, even to receive answers to your prayers. Someone is going to begin to receive a change of anointing levels in Jesus' name. And with the anointing, anointing breaks the yoke. And we know, and we are familiar with that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 27. Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 27. We're talking about the anointing. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. When you have a change of levels, you have a change in anointing levels, burdens are lifted off, yokes are destroyed, and you begin to enjoy sweatless success. Someone is going to receive a change of levels that will usher them into realms of sweatless success in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Why don't you put your hands together quickly unto the Almighty God and cry out, Father, Father, anoint me. Anoint me to the next level. Anoint me to the next level where all operations of the devil shall have no room in my life. Father, anoint me, O God. Anoint me, O my Father. Anoint me to the next level. Anoint me, my rock and my refuge. Lord, to the level, O God, where the operations of the devil shall not have room in my life. It shall not operate in my life. In the name of Jesus, Father, empower us, O God. Give us a change of levels. Give us a change of levels, O God. Lord God Almighty, let us experience a change of levels. Next levels, oh God, where the oppressions of the devil will have no oppression in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, why don't you pray, Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost, by your anointing, destroy everything resisting my change of levels in the name of Jesus. Why don't you lift up your voice, cry out to the Almighty God, Holy Ghost, by your anointing, destroy everything that is resisting my moving higher. Destroy everything that is resisting my change of levels in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, destroy by your anointing everything resisting our change of levels in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Number four, constant prayers with fastings gives us a speedy restoration of health. Hallelujah. It gives us a speedy restoration of health. When we engage in constant prayers with fastings, the issue that seemed insurmountable, the seemingly impossible situation takes a shift. The illness, the sickness answers to our diligent seeking the face of God in prayers and fasting. Isaiah chapter 58, Isaiah 58 verse 8. Isaiah 58 verse 8. It says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. I don't hear an amen. Amen. And thine health shall spring forth speedily. Amen. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Hallelujah. Amen. It shall be thy reward. Hallelujah. You know, when the light, when you engage in constant prayers and fasting, the Bible tells us that then the light shall break forth. The Bible says, and the light shineth, in the book of John chapter 1 verse 5, right? It says, and the light shineth, and the what? Darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah. Say the light shines and the darkness comprehended it not. When the light shines, darkness gives way. When the light shines, the darkness of illness, the darkness of sickness, they give way to you. So when the light shines, illness and sicknesses are not permitted to stay. They are not permitted to stay. Hallelujah. As you engage in intense prayers this morning, and as you engage in intense prayers this season, sickness and illness shall be exceedingly far away from you in Jesus' mighty name. And peradventure anyone is sick, you will receive speedy healing in Jesus' mighty name. We stand on the authority of the word of God this morning. And as the light of the word of the Almighty God breaks forth in your prayers, I say that illness and sickness gives way for you permanently in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number five, constant prayers with fasting gives you access into the prophetic declaration over you. Hallelujah. Constant prayers with fasting gives you access into the prophetic declaration over you. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 2, and my time is counting down. Luke chapter 2, verse 36 to 38. Luke chapter 2, verse 36 to 38. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. Verse 37. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Verse 38. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. This was a woman of a great age. She was over 100 years old. Who believes that? She was over 100 years old. Okay, you don't believe that. All right, let's do the math. So, 84 and what? 84. Can you go back 37? Luke 2:37. 84 years. How much is that? 84. So 84 years. Since she became a widow, right? 84 years since she became a widow, and then what? 7 years of what? About marriage, right? 7 years of marriage. 7 plus 84, 91. Hallelujah. When do you think she could have gotten married? Even at the unthinkable age of 12 years old? Is that not over 100 years old? Hallelujah. But she lived to partake. She lived to obtain the prophecy. The prophecy that was decreed. The prophecy that was issued that a savior was going to come and deliver the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So she witnessed it. She lived to see that day. You are going to live to see the prophetic word of God concerning your life fulfilled in Jesus' name. Oh, someone is not saying an amen to that. I say you are going to live to see the prophetic word of God, the promise of God decreed over your life fulfilled in Jesus' name. You know, as my Father and the Lord is sitting down there, he's praying for me. And I'm drawing from his grace, from the grace of God over his life. And that is why I am praying once again this morning with you. That particularly concerning all the prophecies that was shared by our Daddy Gio over individuals, that you will be partakers of those prophecies in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. The word of God is sure and it is settled. Because what the Lord God Almighty decrees, it comes to pass. The Bible talks in the book of Isaiah that the word of God shall not return back to him void. So if the prophecy has been released for individuals, isn't it your right to partake of that prophecy? Hallelujah. Isn't it your right to partake of that prophecy? Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah chapter 14 verse 24. Isaiah chapter 14 verse 24. Says, the Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have proposed, so shall it stand. Hallelujah. The word of God concerning you shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Quickly, the time is running down. What do I do to obtain the benefits of prayers with fasting? We've talked about a few of the benefits. I'm sure there are a whole lot more than that. But 5 is all we have for this morning. The benefits. Number 1, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Someone is probably asking, what? Pray without ceasing? How can I do that? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 talks about praying without ceasing. Praying in that season. And how do you engage in praying without ceasing? By praying in the Holy Ghost. The Bible talks in the book of Jude, chapter Jude, verse 20. It says, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. Jude verse 20. Can you have that up quickly? Jude verse 20. There's only one chapter in Jude, so you don't need me to tell you. Okay, Jude verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How many have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? How many would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Oh, everybody is baptized in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I am excited to hear that because we are going to be engaging in prayers in the Holy Ghost very, very shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And number two, especially if you want answers, speedy answers to your prayers and with your fastings, is to engage in praying. You know, this morning I was asking the Lord, asking for yet another confirmation. Typically, for fresh anointing workers fresh anointing session, we typically engage in what? We typically engage in the 40 days of purpose. Hallelujah. 40 days of purpose. Purpose-driven life. But guess what? My father and the Lord came in and he said what? He said, these 40 minutes, he said what? He said, it's time to pray. That is how I got the confirmation that my third confirmation that we are in line. Hallelujah. Brethren, it is important for us to engage in constant, intense prayers and fasting. And I talked about this number two point that we need to pray kingdom advancement prayers. That is the way by which you can receive speedy answers to our prayers. Speedy answers to our prayers. The book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Matthew 6 verse 33. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. All these things shall be added unto you. The things that I've seen seemingly impossible, that may have sounded seemingly distant, when you engage in kingdom prayers, in kingdom advancement prayers, praying for lost souls, praying for your brother or your sister who needs to be saved, praying kingdom advancement, praying for souls to be won to the kingdom of God, praying even for souls to come here and receive the word of God. When you are praying for the advancement of God, can I share this with you? My father and the Lord said this a while back, and he still says it. Wisdom assembly, and mark this down. The question is whether or not you are going to be a part of it. Wisdom assembly is going to be a 5,000-seater auditorium. I don't hear an amen. See, my question is whether or not you are going to be a part of that. Whether or not you are going to plug in and say, Father, as you have spoken concerning your son, Lord, let this happen. This is a kingdom advancement prayer. Because as you are praying for the kingdom of God, because here is where the word of God, the Bible says in the book of James that receive the implanted word of God that is able to save your soul. Here you receive the undiluted word of God, not the adulterated, not the one where they dilute it and they say Steve can marry John. What a blasphemy. The Lord is here in Wisdom Assembly. The Lord is here in Wisdom Assembly. My question to you is, are you going to play the part of praying a soul in here into Wisdom Assembly? Are you going to play the part of playing a soul into Wisdom Assembly? I pray that someone is going to engage in kingdom advancement prayers, especially with your fasting and prayers this season. Just as you pray for your personal supplications, but as you engage in kingdom advancement prayers, Matthew chapter 6, as the Almighty God lives, as the Almighty God lives, Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 will come to pass in your life speedily, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name. How many people have been blessed this morning? How many people have been blessed this morning? How many people are going to begin to engage in intense prayers, engage in prayers that will guarantee you answers? How many people are going to engage in kingdom advancement prayers? Why don't you rise up this morning? Why don't you rise up this morning?